You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That there was the Maharaja of the keyboard, or simply known by his nickname, OP. Canadian jazz pianist and composer Oscar Peterson, with a cut off his 1955 album called Plays Count Basie, with the standard blue and sentimental, kicking off this episode of Neon Jazz. That was a bona fide legend in the world of jazz. He produced over 200 recordings, won 8 Grammys, and the list of honors commending his life as a musician is simply too much to recount in the short hour of music we have together. One of the greatest jazz pianists of all time, he was a sort of restless soul that played thousands of live concerts to fans all over the world. He had a career that spanned over 6 full decades. OP was born to immigrants in the West Indies and grew up in the neighborhood of Little Burgundy in Montreal. At the age of 5, OP began playing the trumpet and piano, and an early bout of tuberculosis at 7 ended his trumpet aspirations. But the piano was his calling. He wrote pieces for the piano, for trio, for quartet, and for big band. His composition, Hymn to Freedom, penned in the 1960s, was inspired by the U.S. Civil Rights Movement. We love the keys, and we love OP around here. Great way to start things off with a little bit of gusto. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home full of jazz gusto and joints, like the Gem Theater and the Majestic Steakhouse, right here in Kansas City, a place brimming with jazz. Here's one final audio congratulation to the local 2014 Kansas City Royals, who made it all the way to Game 7 of the World Series and 90 feet from home. They are simply proof that you don't have to win a championship to be heroes and touch a country and a city with magic. In honor of that, here's a final cheer from the 2014 celebration at the K, the day after the World Series. And here we are with legend Jay McShann underneath, leading the music march with the Kansas City Hustle.
Thank you. is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeNeon.
That was trumpet player and big band leader Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra with the tune Tuxedo Junction. Known as the 20th Century Gabriel, he was straight out of Alabama and was best known for his 1939 tune Tuxedo Junction. Perhaps his longest known claim to jazz fame was being the trumpeter and band leader in the lobby bar and show nightclub at the Concord Resort Hotel in Kiamisha Lake, New York, from 1967 to 93. In 1978, Erskine became one of the first five artists included in the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame, and for good reason. This next cat has a nice sound. Here's Diego Imbert with the 2011 tune Electric City off his Next Move EP.
I'm Brian Andres from the Afro-Cuban Jazz Cartel, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito.
The wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Ooh, don't eat meat. Ooh, cut out sweets. Ooh, you'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch. When you're on a spree, take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
That was the man known as the Old Maestro, jazz violinist and radio personality, Ben Burney, with his faithful Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, with the song Button Up Your Overcoat off a CD called Slice of 1929. This man had some serious showmanship and some snappy dialogue. The New Jersey native was teaching violin by the time he was 15 and doing vaudeville as well. He had a variety of radio shows through the 30s, and he was hugely successful at that. He only made it to the age of 52, but man, he was a red-hot star that flew over our collective jazz skies. Man, this next tune is one crazy cool matchup. This is legendary sax man Cannonball Adderley with the talented double bass man Ray Brown with the tune It Happened in Monterey.
Thank you. Austin Helbing, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was one of the most promising and versatile jazz saxophonists of his generation. San Francisco's own Harvey Weinappel with the song Mamulengo. He spent the latter half of the 70s in Europe, honing his craft in a variety of musical contexts. When he came back to the U.S., he toured with cats like Ray Charles for 10 months and then settled into the Bay Area performing with McCoy Tyner, Joe Henderson, Johnny Coles, and the great Billy Hart. This next cut on the show is a modern, cool one. Here's Jay's Craze with the 2011 song Perseus off the album called One. Not that one, but it is called One.
You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was the great baritone saxophonist and friend of the show, Gary Smulyan, with the 2009 song Don't Follow the Crowd. And this is something Gary has never done. He studied at Hofstra University and then went on to work with Woody Herman. These days, he leads a trio with bassist Ray Drummond and drummer Kenny Washington. Along with releasing music on a regular basis, Gary is the artistic director of the Berkshire Hills Music Academy out there in South Hadley, Massachusetts, guaranteeing that he will keep that jazz cool coming out and the future of musicians for decades to come. From 2013, live at the Corey Weeds Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's no longer open, but it was a hip joint. This is saxophonist Grant Stewart and the Miles Black Trio with the song Little Melonay. Thank you.
This is Neon Jazz.
That was New York City jazz guitarist and educator Cheryl Bailey with the 2014 song The Lioness off her album A Meeting of the Minds. To this day, the Pittsburgh native has released 6 albums. She grew up in a musical family and played the guitar at the age of 13. But in those beginnings, she dug the rock music. But after a few years, she heard the great Wes Montgomery play on the radio and discovered the cool of jazz. And it's been that way ever since. Here's the funky jazz Dutch string quartet, Kaz Quartet, with the 2010 song Sunset off their album Shoot.
Thank you.
Again, that was the cool outfit of Dutch Cats calling themselves the Kaz Quartet with the song Sunset. And that's what's happening quickly to this hour of jazz we have shared together. Our swan song as the sun sets is from West Coast jazz hero, cool jazz saxophonist and flutist Bill Perkins with the 1956 song Let Me See. And hopefully we will see you again very soon. Thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer in the sunshine and our studio parts here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Like what you just heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. Request a song or two or just let us know what's going on. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.